Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creightonville?
Science!
Oh. It's Monarch Monday.
Ooh, what's
it's
that?
It's Monarch Monday. Shin Daddy in his basement has been nurturing caterpillars, which he will be bringing into the bank today, and they are going to transform into monarch butterflies. He has it timed out perfectly.
You're kidding me.
So today, it'll be like an ecosystem inside there. And so the monarch butterflies will, and then they will release them out the doors at 4:44 p.m.
Just in depth here.
Yes, very really deep in depth here. So today, as you go in, there's going to be about 800 monarch butterflies just around the lobby. And so when you go in, and he has a soothing sound, kind of a spa sound playing in the back, and the lights will be dim. The lights will be dim, but there'll be 800 to 1,000 monarch butterflies.
Monarch Monday.
What
is that? What was that?
I don't know what that
what
is.
What did he just do and why?
What is that? We're going to see him transform from caterpillars
to the sky.
Yes, to the sky. And then there'll be a releasing at 4:44, and then they'll start their migration south.
At what time?
Yes, 4:44.
That's when you want to be there.
That's when you kind of want to be there. Well, it's nice going early, and just also, like I said, it started this morning. They've already started to go from their caterpillar state into being a monarch butterfly.
It's an ecosystem.
It's an ecosystem that's set up inside. It's a biosphere.
Stop. Science Monday. Midwest
biosphere.
I don't even know where I came up with that
word. I don't either.
That I was like the gesture here by Sip.
This is elaborate. This is very elaborate.
This was a temperature controlled experiment that was happening in Schindler's
basement. Kept us under wraps.
So him and Tamara hauled him in late last night and early this morning into the lobby, and transformation is taking place. And at 4:44, they're out the door.
Will people understand what's going on?
What they have is Tamara meeting them outside to kind of explain what's going on inside the biosphere.
I would recommend pamphlets.
Yeah, pamphlets too.
There's still time for that.
Pamphlet. Put a photo on it.
Right. What's going on today.
High gloss. Yeah. Yes, this is going on today.
Daily occurrences in the bank. On a pamphlet.
Imagine going in for that science. Monarch Monday.
Ecosystem.
Come back at 4:44 and see the release.
What a day. This is inventive.
Yes.
That's what Shin Daddy is. He is inventive.
He's very multi-talented, too. His mind works in interesting ways.
Yes. And mysterious ways.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. There'll be like massage music on Monday.
We'll see what happens.
Massage music is playing in the background.
That should be
soothing.
Interesting day today, Creighton at Midwest Bank.
I don't know what I'd think if I walked into that. Why is this like massage
that wouldn't
music.
Keep you away from the bank. Some things you've said, nope, not going. This would not keep you away from the bank.
We have Monarch Monday. You'll see butterflies randomly.
That'd be kind of fun.
How many? 800 to 1,000.
Don't be scared.
And the tellers will speak in this voice. Can I help you? Yes, we can move that to that account. Would you like that in 20s? Yes.
Yes.
Everything's very calm, very soothing because you're in the biosphere.
Yes.
Yes. The ecosystem.
God. Midwest Bank in Creighton. also in Lincoln, member of FDIC. Thank you for sponsoring Hour 2.
Go up there.
We just had a special guest stop by. Producer from 5 years ago.
Milfie. 5 years ago.
His name is Jacob Roth. We always called him Milfie because he's from Milford.
Yeah, Milfie.
Which was an interesting name, yeah. Milfie.
Yeah.
But he's in town with KRVN. He says he's doing a beef passport tour, doing 58 stops across the state.
Eating a lot of beef.
Four different meals of beef today. He said, not meat, not pork, but beef.
His diet is mostly beef and water.
That's what he said.
Beef and water.
I said, have a coffee. Like, no, I just drink water. He says, oh, so it's just a beef and water diet. Yeah, that's about it. And some beer.
Will there be tenderloins?
Beef, water, and beer is what makes
not bad.
Milfie who he is.
You could do
there.
A lot worse.
Hey, yes. You could. At least you get hydration in there with his beef. So.
I've never thought about getting a steak. And what are you doing with it? It's water. In my life. I've never won.
No one ever has.
No one ever has. What do you want? I'd like to have the bone-in ribeye and just a nice glass of tepid tap water, please.
Cold.
Cold.
Cold. Cold. It's not the worst thing.
No.
But Milfus was part of a long run of very
He was here during the summer of COVID.
Did he show up on time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was
that guy. That was a rough time to look for a job after this and also to be here in general. That was a rough summer.
Then he started pumping out kids.
He's got three kids.
Yeah, he's got three kids.
Wow.
This was 5 years ago. He's got three kids now. Milfie. Yeah.
He was a delight.
Father of
Bill,
three.
You would have loved him.
It's great to meet him.
And he always had a
very
smile.
Welcoming.
He's a very...
Yeah, he always had a smile.
Very happy... happy person, smiling all the time. Never in a bad mood.
No, he was never. I don't think one time.
Never.
No, you know
and that
what?
Was COVID. He could have been in a horrible mood every day. My God.
COVID was a disaster.
Not sure what comes today.
You wouldn't believe
what shuts
the disaster
down today in the world.
That hit our show during COVID.
The popularity had to be insane.
He was on the other side.
Nobody's
of the glass.
Doing anything. No one's working. Everyone's working
from
home.
I don't know what was going on in terms of ratings, but I...
We would occasionally have a third person that had a tie line in the hallway. So they sat right by the water cooler at the old place.
Oh, I love that.
They were doing the show. Nicole would sit by the water cooler when she came in on Mondays. Yes.
That's
because
right.
I'd be in the studio. You were in the production room, and she was in the hallway on the tie line. God, that was a terrible time.
It was bizarre. Oh, it was bizarre.
Never again.
No,
I just see you and Seth just riding down the fairway. This is my town. Just
Montgomery Jammer.
I just see those guys just kind of high-fiving
each other. There's no doubt.
We sang a lot of Toby Keith this weekend, too. A lot of
you
Toby.
Sang a lot.
Yes, Toby Keith.
Who ran the music on the...
I did. I had the music.
You had the music?
He put
music. Did you have a little speaker then?
Yeah. I had a speaker.
Okay, Bill, so you're more familiar... I am unfamiliar with that part of golf now.
Oh, everyone has the little speaker?
Right.
It's sometimes just like magnetic, right? It just kind of clicks on your.
This cart. One's not magnetic. I'm not that fancy. It's the cheap one. It works fine. It's cheapo.
I'm. Aaron Davis one time said to me, "Simple, everybody does that. It's not.
It's pretty common now.
Pretty common.
That freaks me out. Now think about when we were kids. There was nothing.
Yeah, nothing like that. Yeah,
nothing. No. Jake, there was nothing even. Like it would freak me out if me and you and Bill went and played golf. You said, "Well, you got to hook up the speakers."
Yeah.
What do you want to hear? You want to hear some Montgomery Jammer? I mean, I'd be like, "What are we talking?"
I'd say, really? "Yes, we can."
We didn't grow up in that era. We did not.
Not at all.
No, we had Craigers,
Craiger tires,
fat tires. Yeah, we had fat tires.
We did.
Yes, better we times. Did.
Much better.
464-5685. Call or text as always. So you will have eyes on practice today, right? Half hour.
Talk about this, Steve.
Are you looking for, just trying to see if Carter Nelson's out there today, healthy?
Wow, why'd you think of that?
I would think that's probably somebody you're looking for.
I think
with all the rumors out there, I just look for Carter Nelson.
Yeah, now, TV's rumors, it was addressed by Rule.
It was.
And I'm just going to paraphrase. The question was, is he full go? He says, yes. Essentially, what he said was, he's full go, but he's got to be watched closely the first few practices. So I don't know what that means exactly.
So that means you should watch him then.
Yeah.
Lay eyes on Carter Nelson. See how
I haven't really gave a lot of thought to what I'm going to train my eyes on first.
We can help you.
Please. What would you want to see?
Let's see Riley Van Poppel, defensive line. Look at him. Elijah Judy. Okay. And then look at Carter Nelson. It's all I need.
Yeah, you want to see.
I got my 30 minutes to cover.
There's one guy that nobody asked about in Vegas, and that's Malcolm Simpson, who's had a sling on his arm. Now, Malcolm Simpson was a big-time defensive tackle recruit from Texas. I don't know what his status is. Nobody asked. So I want to see if he's out there. He had a sling on his arm in June. So, it's June. You don't have access to the coach, so you don't ask. And it's June. But now it's almost August, so you wonder, is he out there? Because he could help. I would look at who...
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I don't know. There's things that you always got to keep in mind that Bill understands this, that what you see in terms of who's, for instance, starting at a position that could change tomorrow, you know, but I would look to see who's taking the second reps, the number two reps at running back. I guess it'd be Ives. I think it'll be Ives. There's things like that. Tyler Knack. It's Knack.
Right tackle.
Yeah. He's going to take the first reps at right tackle, but that's going to be a battle because Teddy Prochaska is healthy, and he'll make a run for that job. And Gunnar Gatula is healthy. He'll make a run for that job. But who's right behind Knack today? I'm sort of interested in that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a battle.
Number two center. Who's your number two center?
I think that would be Sledge.
Is it?
Sam Sledge. Yeah. But Gunnar can play center. Gunnar's really, really versatile. But I think it would be Sam Sledge.
I would think this. It'd be a real simple way. Like, if Gunnar Gatula is not starting, you should feel incredible about your O-line.
Yeah.
Because he was great last year.
Because he had
nine starts last year.
And so for some whatever reason, if he's not, and he's a swing guy that plays, you know, he might play just as many snaps. Sure. My point would be, your things are going pretty well for you. If he is not, if him and Teddy are not, you have those two guys that are, when the game starts, are on the sideline, and something happens.
I mean,
last year I think Ohio State lost the right tackle, and then the Remington Award winner,
and they
rolled through the playoffs.
Good point. They did.
So that was, I mean, that's remarkable.
It is.
They lost their center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot.
When they lost those guys, I mean, one of the guys or two of the guys was out against Nebraska, and there was a lot of talk in that media group where they're in trouble because they're losing linemen. They weren't in trouble.
Well, Nebraska got good pressure that game on them, right?
They did.
Tamari Butler was in the backfield all the time against that left tackle.
Yeah, McGahee got back there.
But then they got better as the year. They figured it out, apparently.
Mm-hmm. They figured something out. They beat. They were ahead at one time of Oregon, I think, 38 to nothing.
That's correct. In the second quarter.
In the second quarter.
Bill's right, though. Their depth up front's way better than it has been. Rule did say in Vegas that the offensive line in the spring was the best position group, not the receivers. The offensive line, and it's very, very possible Gunnar and Prochaska won't be anywhere on the lineup, but it's possible they could. Rule didn't just set in stone that Pritchett would be the left tackle, Elijah Pritchett.
From Bama.
Yeah. They're paying him so much money, though. I just got to think, like, how do you not start him? How do you not?
Because right now, if you just look, just from a layman's view of it, I'd be more shocked if Gunnar isn't in the lineup to start than I would be Teddy, even though Teddy has played a lot. He's had more
injuries.
He's had more things to battle himself through.
He is healthy, though.
Yes. Teddy
will be interesting this August.
Very.
To me.
But again, it just points to good things when you have that type of depth. And people that have played.
Mm-hmm.
Playing in games means a lot.
Yeah.
When you have played in games, it's a different deal out there. Especially at the tackle spot, blocking edge rushers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big difference.
God, you don't want to see guys racing around, those guys. I've seen a lot I've seen a lot of that over the years. What else would you be looking for? Exactly?
Well, kicker, right?
Yep, watch kicker.
Ooh, the kicker
and the new punter, right?
Yeah,
yes, there you go.
Archie, Wilson.
Archie Wilson.
Freshman punter. Okay, so it's kind of interesting. I don't think we're...
You have a lot to watch today.
Yeah. I don't know how this works. We're let in the doors at 9. I don't think we're going to see practice till 9:30, which I think that means they're going to be well into practice, which in my, you know, I'm just thinking conspiracy theories here. Maybe they're going to work special teams early and don't want us to see it. They're going to bring us in a little later.
I would imagine they would do nothing that would be concerned about the media. I don't think they're going to just practice to try to hide the kicker.
I don't know.
I don't think they're going to do that. They'll probably just do it how they do it and let them in.
But why are we going in later?
But here's the problem. You're just going to go right over to the quarterbacks and watch and instead of watching all the other. That's what you're going to do.
We gave you ammunition. Yeah, watch Carter Nelson.
And you're not. You're going to be like, what do you want? Well, I watched Raiola.
Watch Dylan throw for half hour.
Is that what I'm going to do?
Yeah, there's a great chance of that.
It's a pretty good chance.
And just we have
follow
all these
the
other.
Ball.
I gave you things.
D-line. I mean, one of the more interesting storylines is the D-line, right?
It is.
The punter is an interesting new punter. Who's the kicker is interesting.
Yeah, kicker, yeah.
All this stuff. The O-line, like who's where, what's going on? Was there a rotation with them? You know, I would doubt, maybe, I have no inside information, but I would doubt probably that the O-line will be a one O-line for the entire day.
Oh, no.
Meaning that they're going to have like, okay, we go to this period. Right. That means so-and-so is probably at this spot or whatever.
Archie Wilson is the punter. John Hole and Kyle Cunanan, those are the guys. Those are the guys that will battle for the place-kicking job. I don't know how much you see of that. I don't think they'll line up and try field goals with us there.
There's a chance there's not.
Yeah, but those are the guys, Hole and Cunanan. I'm just going to keep it at that. Those are the two guys. And then Archie Wilson is the punter, who's, you know, he's rugby style.
Yes.
Cunanan is the backup. He's not rugby style. But I guess what you do is if it goes to Cunanan, you just go back to conventional, which you can do. It's not
you can also
hard.
Do a version of rugby, just maybe just go one direction or some way. You can do that. They'll have a plan.
We look forward to hearing your report tomorrow morning from practice today.
Can you try to watch something else besides
Joe? We want you to watch Dylan
like
for a second.
Spin it.
Yeah.
You can watch Dylan for a little bit.
Spin it.
You've seen him do that.
There's been a lot of a lot of footballs that you've seen.
Yeah.
Saw him in Hawaii.
I'll think about it. I was going to think about it while I was driving over there, what I need to lock in on.
Well, before we get to break, the three words, Bill, you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God, Laura.
Could you imagine that happening? Imagine being at our house and all of a sudden I come home and I believe what happened. We got hacked.
Oh, no.
What'd they do? Yeah, they hacked us.
They got in our account. They got in our accounts.
Yeah,
in
all of our
accounts. Great.
Yeah. We're in trouble now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Not great. You can avoid that by calling our friends at Applied Connected Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.6% retention rate.
99.7.
It's up.
99.7. Yes, it went up.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. It's a one-stop shop. Stop looking around. It starts and ends with AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today.
They're hiring stars. If I want to see a book written, I want to see it written by Will and by Carson for how to upgrade your talent level. What they're doing is like, what do you want on your team? One thing every day. If I'm a head coach, I'm telling them like that. Get better players. Get better players every day.
Carson's going to be in here.
Yes, he is.
And that's what they do every day. They try to upgrade their department. And that's all that Will and Carson. They should write a book. There should be a book.
Chip's got somebody.
Oh, yeah, got somebody.
Boy.
Yep.
Cop got it. Yep.
Oh, man.
Motorcycle.
Hold it. Is it over by the bank robbery?
I got the video
robbery.
There. Here it is.
No bank robbery. God, they did get him.
Yep.
Pulled
right
over.
There.
Yeah, right there.
Chip, you seldom see a motorcycle cop pull over somebody.
I wonder how much when they're looked at. I mean, when you go down to what was the movie again?
Chips.
Hill Street Blues.
Oh, Hill Street Blues. Yeah, it was Hill Street Blues that we were talking about.
They had
the
roll
keep
call.
That music going.
When you leave the roll call and you go out and you get on a motorcycle, you got to be. They have going like, I know. Go ahead, you guys go first. I mean, you are a dude.
I think so.
If you go out and you got that, well, I'm on the motorcycle today. So I mean, if you're a motorcycle officer. You are in elite status.
And there he is right there.
There he is right there in front of us. Somebody did something illegal and he's fixing it.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's right.
He's fixing it.
When
we come back, it's rumors season. If the ACC collapses, what does it look like for the Big Ten? Let's put that next and early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.